Say, Rolf, do you have any reports on the pup production this year?
I don't have any evidence of any pups this year.
Situation.
On a canoe trip, it's Siskiyou Bay campground, and was it the mosquitoes that night?
I don't know. I had done laundry, and I had laid my shirt down on the canoe to dry.
I dived into the tent.
You went into the tent, yes, because it was buggy.
So you were tending laundry. Or
I was going down walking down to the dock, and it's kind of a long way from the site where our tent was down to the dock, and I heard wolves howl, and I heard high pitch. I heard a group howl, so, you know, not two or three wolves, like five or six wolves, and amongst them were a couple, at least, of little high voices. So I went running back to the tent. I said, "Rolf, wolves," and then I kept going down to the dock where I could hear them better.
I stayed in the tent.
And they howled again.
By the time I got out of the tent, they would have been done. So I just listened through the screen.
Yeah. And then they howled again.
But I heard two, for sure.
High.
Minimum, high-pitched.
Yeah, but probably not more than four. You can't tell
too
much.
Two or three is what we're
saying. Yeah, we're saying two or three high-pitched voices.
And if there's
and
more
two
than three,
or three adults
you can't
also.
Really tell.
And we had our radio telemetry stuff, and the male that is wearing a collar that we had heard earlier that day in a very different place was with the howling wolves. So it could have been a greeting. You know, he could have, maybe he brought him a rabbit or a piece of a beaver or something to eat, or maybe he just came home and it was one of those howls. It was the happy everybody together wagging their tail group howls.
Yeah.
There were people on the dock, but you know, only one could hear. A lot of people have lost their hearing. Mine isn't 100%, but there was only one person on the dock that could also hear. He said, "Boy, that's a mess of wolves over there." So he was saying, "Oh, lots of wolves."
And then next morning, we went over and looked for tracks on the beach, and there were some.
Where we thought they might
have been. And some small ones, like 2.5-inch.
Yeah, that was neat.
Diameter. Because I wasn't 100% convinced they were pups, because they sounded pretty robust.
But we know there were no yearlings. There are no yearlings.
It would have fit yearlings, for sure.
Except there were
no
yearlings.
There weren't any yearlings. So.
Yeah.
And then the pup tracks sealed the deal, as far as I was concerned.
So given the circumstances, what did it feel like to hear those wolves?
Oh, wow. It was a total surprise.
Surprise. And it's always good to hear wolves howl. You know, I know it was complicated because of the whole, you know, we're down to a few wolves and we've got to do genetic rescue. And we still think, you know, genetic rescue is a good thing to do. But I was glad to hear them. Partly because we feel this resistance from the Park Service. And I thought, oh boy, if we have a little more time, just a little more time, because it seems that they're going to drag their feet forever in making this decision. We had thought it was going to be made this fall, but now maybe the decision process might begin this fall. And oh my goodness, it could go on forever. So if we can keep the wolves going a little bit, it would be good. But
So I was thinking about this, what it must have felt like as, you know, living with these wolves for the past 50 years, to hear what could be like the last wolf howl that you may ever hear here.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think of it that way. I guess I have faith that we will hear wolves again. We heard them last summer. We heard, I guess I wasn't that surprised. It's a sound we've heard so many, many times, and it's just a really, really nice sound. So it was...
I guess the reason why I'm reacting that way is that after reading the winter study and being sort of caught up in the drama,
mm-hmm.
I guess
demise,
maybe it's because,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, of the demise.
Mm-hmm.
And but when you sent me that email a while back before I got here saying, "We found two pups,"
mm-hmm.
I don't have the relationship with this place like you guys do,
mm-hmm.
but I felt this sense of happiness.